part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Welcome back to Mid Morning Empowerment. The time is 9:37 here on Adventist World Radio. Like I've promised you, we are getting into our conversation with Pastor Rizwi. We will be looking at manhood, parent, and loving present and loving father. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, Pastor. And how are you?
I'm well.
Thank you so much, my pastor. Before we get into our conversation, can you pray for us?
Okay, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you this morning. We thank you for this wonderful time that you've given us to gather and listen to you. May you bless us as we interact. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. Without any waste of time, let's get into our conversation. To our listeners at home, we are looking at a topic that says a present and loving father. If you have any questions regarding our topic for today, the number to dial is +273 470 3520, +273 470 3520. And Pastor Rizwi is here to answer all your questions regarding our topic for today. So fatherhood isn't just about providing, it's about presence. Kids don't just need a father who's around, they need a father who's involved, engaged, and loving. In a world where distractions are endless and responsibilities are heavy, how can fathers truly show up for their children, leading with both strength and tenderness? So, my pastor, my first question to you is that, what does it mean to be a present father beyond just being physically there?
Thank you. Being a present father goes beyond physical appearance. It involves emotional availability, active engagement, and genuine interest in your child's life. This means setting aside time to listen, respond to their needs, and fostering an open and honest relationship. You need also to show your child that you value their thoughts, feelings, and experiences.
Okay. And how can fathers balance work responsibilities and quality time with their children?
Thank you for the question. This one seems to be a difficult one,
yes.
But it's very important because sometimes as fathers we become so busy and we neglect important things of the family. So it is essential for maintaining a good and strong bond with our children. So we need to prioritize our family time by probably making a schedule of activities such that you are not engrossed in one activity. Maybe you need to put a schedule where the family or children look forward to be with you. Things like dinner, maybe a movie night or weekend out. The important thing is to set clear boundaries for work.
Right.
And make a conscious effort to disconnect during family time. You know, sometimes we bring work home. While I'm eating, I'm on my laptop doing work. While the children want to talk to me, I'm responding while I'm working. So we need to make a conscious effort to disconnect during family time from our work activities.
Thank you so much for that, my pastor. And what are some small but meaningful ways fathers can show love daily?
Yeah, you know, small things matter. This is an important one.
Right.
You know, to show love, it's not something big. Those small gestures can have a significant impact on your child's well-being and self-esteem. Some ideas are like... Maybe you write a note, a heartfelt note or message, you put it in the child's bag or lunchbox, or you leave it at their bed. You need to help with homework projects, demonstrating your support and interest in their education.
Right.
You also need to share special moments or memory from your own childhood, something that can inspire them from your childhood life.
Mm.
Maybe create an environment, a comfortable environment for them, such as a cozy bed or a well-stocked art supplies area where they can play. Simple affection, hug, kiss, to show your love and appreciation of the child. Mm, mm,
mm. Sure. Okay, and what does a father's relationship with God impact how he parents?
This is important. Here are some ways to respond to your question. Number one, maybe modeling a godly behavior. Because a father who has a strong relationship with God is more likely to model God's qualities, such as love, patience, kindness, and wisdom. This helps children learn and emulate these traits, providing spiritual guidance. Like a father who is close to God can guide his children in their spiritual journey, helping them understand God's love, teachings, and expectations. Also, demonstrating forgiveness. A father who has experienced God's forgiveness is more likely to forgive his children when they make mistakes, teaching them about God's grace and mercy. Also, teaching biblical values. A father who values God's word can instill biblical values in his children, helping them to develop a strong moral foundation. Lastly, you might need also to lead by example. A father who lives his life in accordance to God's will can serve as a powerful example for his children, inspiring them to follow in his footsteps.
Wow. Powerful, my pastor. And I have a question. There are things that we cannot run away from. Like, life happens. So sometimes parents separate. So how can fathers maintain a healthy relationship with their children? You know, there's something called co-parenting. So when it comes to that, we find that the parents have separated, but the mother doesn't want the father to see their children. So how can they maintain a healthy relationship when it comes to co-parenting? Because life happens, actually. We know that we cannot run away from that. We try to avoid it, yes, but life happens. So when we find ourselves separated, then how can we maintain that healthy relationship with our children?
Yeah, the first thing here is to not look at ourselves as parents and our own interests. We need to reach a compromise, as parents say, we have children. We need to have their interests at our hearts. And as much as we are no longer living together and we have gone our separate ways, but we need to realize that these children have their interests and we need to help them that they can achieve. So if we prioritize our children's interests, then we can create an environment where we can do co-parenting. Unless and until we reach that compromise where we say, I as a father, I put my children's interests first, then the mother will do the same. Then we'll find a common ground to support our children, to value them, to parent them in a way where they will grow as if the parents are still together.
I hear that, Mfundis. And how can fathers prioritize their own relationship and well-being while being a good father?
Thank you for that question. We need also to as fathers to look at some examples of how fathers in the past used to do it, then we can draw good lessons from them, then we can also apply to our lives. So a relationship with God is key for a father. You know, as we draw issues to do with fatherhood from our heavenly Father, that's where we learn what to implement and apply in our lives. So our relationship with God is key, and we need to guard that jealousy.
Okay. And how can fathers adapt their parenting style to meet the unique needs of each child?
Sorry, can you come again?
Yes, how can fathers adapt their parenting style to meet the unique needs of each child?
Yeah, this one is a difficult one because children are different, and as you said, right, you know, each and everyone has their unique need.
Mm.
And this is kind of a mammoth task. But being a father, you know, God has endowed us with the capacity to shoulder all those. What we need to do is to come close to each and every child, have a personal relationship with each and every child, understand their different needs, their priorities, their interests, their values. Then when you have such an understanding, it will create an environment where you relate to each child uniquely at their personal level as you strive to meet their unique needs. You cannot just generally say children are children.
Right.
They are uniquely different in as much as they are born to the same parents.
Wow, powerful one, Mfundisi. Like, oftentimes we tend to find that children are scared of the head of the house, of their fathers, let me say that. Children are very scared of their fathers. And is it because of discipline, of how they discipline their children, or what?
You know, fathers are masculine. So sometimes they need to know how to manage that masculine side. You know, you don't need to show muscles everywhere.
Right.
So we need to learn to be tender, to be loving, so that we are not scary. In as much as you want to show that you are a man in the house and you need to be heard, you can still do it in a tender way, compassionate way, sympathetic way, in a loving way,
right,
such that you create an environment where children, even your spouse, they are attracted to you as the center of the house.
Right.
We don't need to show this other side where we are emotional, we are always in a fighting mood, your voice is on top, you are shouting, or you are scary. We can be loving, tender, and still instill those values that we need to instill in our families in a good way.
Right. Speaking of love and tenderness, how can fathers show love, support, and affection to their children?
Yes, we especially talked about that previously. As I said, you know, those little things, you
right,
need to be interested in each and every one of your children, what they like, so that you can guide them to make good choices. You need also to be compassionate, to be understanding, you know, accepting that you also make mistakes. Children can make mistakes.
Right.
That can help you also to come close to them in a loving way.
Mm-hmm.
Those hugs, those kisses, those good words, encouraging words, you know, motivating them. That all those things create a loving environment,
right,
and it becomes a joyous thing.
Wow, powerful, Mfundisi. Before I let you go, here's the last question. What lesson or what lessons can we learn from biblical examples of fatherhood?
Thank you for the question. You know, in the Bible, we have a lot of examples of fathers. People like Joseph, David, you know, their relationship with God helps us to learn a lot of things. Like Joseph, you know, in as much as he went through hardship, he was able to forgive his brothers and reconciled with his family, his father, showing that, you know, he demonstrated love and concern. If we can learn also from him, we can learn to demonstrate love and concern for others. David was made a leader by God for his people. You know, the way he led, he is like a model for others. Yeah. The likes of Abraham, his obedience, his sacrifice. We can learn that even when it is the task is challenging, you know, we need to put God first in our life.
Wow, thank you so much, my pastor. To our listeners at home, this is Pastor Rizwi talking to us about a present and loving father. Pastor, before I let you go, can you close with a word of prayer?
Thank you, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for this interactive moment that you gave us. We pray that you bless each and every father in this world. Help us to take our positions in our families, lead our families with love, tenderness, affection, compassion, and sympathy. Help us to be exemplary, to lead our families in a godly way. Bless each and every father as they work, find the resources to sustain their families. We pray for blessings upon the hands of each and every father. May you help us, Lord, that we lead our families to you, for you are our Father. We pray that you bless our initiatives, our activities in each and every day as we live in this life. At the end of it all, may we lead our families into your kingdom. Give us happy homes. Thank you, Lord, for the interaction that you gave us. May these words continue to ring in our minds and help us to model or to remold our lives according to what we have learned this morning. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor.
Amen.
Amen. To our listeners at home, that was Pastor Rizwi talking to us about fatherhood.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.